Building demand for South Dakota wheat to enhance farmer profits and sustainability is the role of the Wheat Checkoff. Treg Cronin of Gettysburg is a farmer director on the South Dakota Wheat Commission, and he explains a major investment of the checkoff is with new variety development at SDSU.
Constantly developing new winter and spring wheat varieties to tackle these quality issues, to tackle protein challenges, to tackle yields, and at the end of the day, in a low price environment, we're trying to get more bushels out of it. And if we can keep working towards better varieties and better breeds that allow us to do that, then we've actually got a chance in this fight.
In addition to the breeding programs, the Wheat Checkoff fuels research on pest and disease control, new technology, crop quality evaluation, and market research. Another strong branch of the South Dakota Wheat Checkoff is education, helping farmers learn to better combat agronomic challenges. The Wheat Checkoff also provides a communication link between farmers and non-farm sectors. Cronin says the South Dakota Wheat Commission provides funding to the Wheat Foods Council, helping communicate the accurate story on grain foods.
One of the things that the Wheat Foods Council's done is, again, going back to that education piece of really showing how wheat and whole grain products need to be a staple in a good diet. And so I think, again, that education piece and helping to separate fact from fiction.
While a majority of South Dakota's wheat is consumed domestically, about 30% is sold abroad. Membership in U.S. Wheat Associates helps develop and sustain export markets for U.S. wheat. To learn more on the South Dakota Wheat Checkoff, go to sdwheat.org. I'm Pam Gappert reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission.